Part 12, Aftermath. Shukadeva Goswami then said, Mother Surabhi, along with her progeny, the cows, then offered her obeisances to Lord Krishna, respectfully requesting his attention. The gentle lady addressed the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was present before her as a cowherder boy. Mother Surabhi said, O Krishna, Krishna, greatest of mystics, O soul and origin of this universe, you are the master of the world. And by your grace, O infallible Lord, we have you as our master. You are our worshipful deity. You are the Lord of the universe. Therefore, for the benefit of the cows, Brahmins, demigods, and all other saintly persons, please become our Indra. As ordered by Lord Brahma, we shall perform your bathing ceremony to coronate you as Indra. O soul of the universe, you descend to this world just to relieve the burden of the earth. Shukadeva Goswami then said, Having thus appealed to Lord Krishna, Mother Surabhi performed his bathing ceremony with her own milk, and Indra, ordered by his mother Aditi and other mothers of the demigods, anointed the Lord with heavenly Ganga water, which was found in the trunk of Indra's elephant carrier, Airavata. Thus, in the company of the demigods and great sages, Indra coronated Lord Krishna, the descendant of Darshaha, and gave him the name Govinda. Tumburu, Nara, and other Gandharvas, along with Vadyadharas, Siddhas, and Charanas, came there to sing the glories of Lord Hari. And those glories purified the entire world, while the wives of the demigods, filled with joy, danced together in the Lord's honor. The most eminent demigods sang the praises of the Lord and scattered wonderful showers of flowers all around him. All three worlds felt supreme satisfaction, and the cows drenched the surface of the earth with their milk. Rivers flowed with various kinds of tasty liquids. Trees exuded honey. Edible plants came to maturity without cultivation. And hills gave forth jewels formerly hidden in their interiors. O Parikshit, beloved of the Kuru dynasty, upon the ceremonial bathing of Lord Krishna, all living creatures, even those cruel by nature, became entirely free of enmity. After he had ceremonially bathed Lord Govinda, the master of the cows and the cowherd community, King Indra took the Lord's permission and, surrounded by the demigods and other higher beings, returned to his heavenly abode. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. May Govardhan Hill, which by Krishna's mercy became the king of all mountains, and which received the respectful tribute of its arch-enemy Indra, fulfill my desire. As it was held above the earth, it became so filled with happiness by experiencing the softness of its beloved Krishna's lotus hand. Govardhan Hill did not even know it was being struck by Indra's thunderbolt. May Govardhan Hill fulfill my desire. Trying to collect a toll, Krishna quarreled there with King Vrishabhanu's daughter, Radharani. The personified Vedas yearned to listen to that quarrel. May Govardhan Hill fulfill my desire. Bathing in a nearby lake, the elephant of pleasant breezes, covered with pollen of kadamba and other flowers, gracefully plays. May Govardhan Hill fulfill my desire. How is it that the sweet fragrance of the musk deer and the various natural scents that make the Lord so calm and relaxed? May Govardhan Hill fulfill my desire. Searching there for Lord Hari on the path of his flute music, the astonished deer do not find him. May Govardhan Hill fulfill my desire. As the divine couple traveled on the Ganges, the boat began to sink in the middle. Krishna was splendidly handsome as Radha clung to his neck. May Govardhan Hill fulfill my desire. Without taking shelter of the feet of the hill that is the best of Lord Hari's servants and which is full of divine love for the divine king and queen, Radha and Krishna, how is it possible to attain pure devotional service? May Govardhan Hill fulfill my desire. May the reader and hearer of these 8 verses, glorifying Lord Hari's greatest servant, one's heart melting with pure love, quickly attain direct service to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madhav. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Rama. Hare Hare. Recorded November 12, 2014 at Nirantara Virtual Bhajan Kutir.